It's time to let loose, talk some Michigan, and play in the playground. The Sunday Morning Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Ticket. Here are your hosts, Jay-Z and Jeff.
You know? 3.7 seconds left. Wants this one to make it a two-possession game. Drilled it. Clutch. 92-88, Michigan up by four. Evans off the inbound. 2 seconds. A deep three on the way from the right wing. Good! But that's not going to be enough. Michigan holds on. 92-91.
Welcome into the playground right here on Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket. Thanks to Dr. Joe and the Appliance Doctor Radio Show. Great job there for those 2 hours. Now we're getting into basketball, and basketball will be played all day long from now. We're talking it all the way up to 11:30. That's when the pregame for the Michigan-Louisville game, all the way to noon, that's when they tip off. And then after that, yeah, Michigan-Louisville. After that, yeah, basketball from now all the way into about 2 a.m. right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket. But before we get into the basketball talk, we got a few congrats to go out to. Bev Pulaki, fourth straight Big Ten championship. Logan Massa finished third at 165 in Michigan wrestling at the NCAAs. And then Megan Bessa, her fourth no-no, allowed no hits and 17 strikeouts.
17 strikeouts.
Yesterday. So there, congrats to them. So Michigan basketball, at times this year, I was calling for Coach Beilein maybe to be let go. Maybe we need to find someone else, right? Then as I'm reading in the stats, out of the last 10 years, Beilein's taken this team to the NCAAs 7 times.
Only missed three,
and before that, there was a long streak of no Big Ten, or, you know, they were just horrible.
There was literally nothing.
Or we scratched those records from the record books. Those also happened. So Louisville, they take on Rick Pitino. We've already beat one Pitino. This is the next one. Like I said, at noon, a lot of people around here are thinking Michigan. Is there anyone in this studio, Jeff Childs, Tony O, wearing shorts, and Matt Misler, any of you guys picking Louisville in this matchup? Go off your brackets, not just what you've seen so far.
Yeah, I'm going to say yeah.
Your bracket? You picked Louisville.
Yeah, I picked Louisville, I think, in maybe two of my three brackets I made. One of them for the TKA one, and then one of them for the office pool that's going on.
You're a bum. All right, Jeff Childs.
You're a bum.
Okay, hostility. Calm down, gentlemen. No, I have Michigan winning and getting to the Sweet 16 in my bracket in both, you know, team to team.
You just made the list!
Yes, and I believe that Michigan can win this game, so I'm confident on both fronts.
Antonio, you just made the list! You make a bracket?
Yeah, I've got Louisville losing to Michigan.
All right.
Michigan, this is unbelievable. I mean, this run is absolutely awesome. I mean,
this is big-time athletics.
Yeah, it's looking like... Yeah, Michigan, like a 7 seed, maybe they don't totally deserve a higher seed. Who cares right now, right? We're into it. You got to keep playing the games you played. Taking on Oklahoma State, they won by one, even though, really, yes, they played an ultimate game too, Jeff, right? Do you believe they played
heated
the best game against Oklahoma State they could? Could there be anything else we could pull out of that Michigan team?
Well, this was an incredible offensive performance, Jay-Z. I mean, and it starts, of course, with Derek Walton doing what he did. First player actually to have 25 points, 10 assists, and or 10 rebounds, at least 10 rebounds and 5 assists in a tournament game since Dwayne Wade back in 2003. I mean, Derek Walton is doing things at an otherworldly level right now, and we saw it again on Friday against Louisville. 7 out of 13 shooting, 6 three-pointers in a game, 6 of Michigan's 16 three-pointers, and he's doing it no matter who's guarding him, what they're doing. I mean, he had the one-on-one matchup with Juwan Evans. It didn't matter. He hit the straight-on three. He hit a step-back three in the corner against Evans, and then finally, in a great individual play to seal the game, he hit that contested leaner one-on-one against Evans. So Derek Walton, doesn't matter who's on him, who's guarding him, what it is. I mean, he is going to pour in points for Michigan. And then you look at that Friday game, and Muhammad Ali Abdul-Rahman, who continues to show very, very improved play over the season. He's getting to the basket more. He's getting himself open to catch and receive passes. So Muhammad Ali Abdul-Rahman, DJ Wilson, they are playing as good a five-man unit of basketball that I've seen all year.
Tony O, your thoughts on that game against Oklahoma State? can they do better? Is there any like places that Michigan get better at? Obviously, they allowed 91 points defensively.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think, you know, Oklahoma State also played a great game, but I don't think that you know that you can expect Michigan to just totally dominate in every game. But you know, I mean, I was just in awe of the 3-point shooting. I mean, it was just, if we can do that against Louisville, I don't think that their defense will be able to, I mean, I don't think that their offense will be able to keep up or that their defense will be able to handle it. I mean, if there's just an onslaught of made 3-pointers, I mean, what was the stat? It was like 13 of the last, what was it like? I don't know, like they ended it though, I mean, like missing like 3 of their last, you know, 15
shots. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like
I don't
that.
Have it off the top of my head, but.
I mean, so I that was what was really impressive. I mean, it reminded me a lot of the first half from the UCLA game where they just couldn't miss. So yeah, I mean, when the offense is going like that, it's really tough to lose.
Yeah, right now Michigan, they're 16 triples. They now break last year's record of 344 in a year. So Jeff, I saw you were talking about on Twitter at Jeff Childs ITH. Is this? I'm going to ask you this question. I know your answer, but I'm going to let you tell the listeners your answer. Is this a 3-point shooting team only?
This is not a 3-point shooting team.
What are you talking about? 344.
Well, here's the thing. Certain radio hosts in the Detroit market, we won't mention names, but they're of the opinion that Michigan, because they have this reputation under John Beilein, that they can shoot the three, that that's all they're about. And that's just totally untrue. I mean, if you watch Michigan this year and how they've evolved under Beilein, they use the ball screen better to get guys open off the ball screen. They're making plays inside and letting both Mo Wagner and DJ Wilson use their footwork and use their agility in the paint to make plays in the paint. So Michigan can hurt you inside and outside, and don't let the 16 threes deceive you, because yes, well, that was very, very impressive. Michigan can hurt you in so many ways. It just so happens that they're an excellent 3-point shooting
team. This is big time athletics.
All right, let's go ahead and take some of your calls. If you want to give us a call and join us in this Michigan basketball talk or any kind of talk that's sports related, 734-998-1050. Again, 734-998-1050. Michigan, yeah, shooting 3-point. Beilein holds 3 of the top 5 in Michigan history or in NCAA history. 18 his West Virginia team made, and then second most in tournament history. And then 2005, the final against Louisville, he also had, I believe, 18 was the mark. He tied that as well. So this 3-point shooting team, as some will say, who does the ball? It has to go Walton, but. Are you afraid to give it to Irvin at all? Are you afraid? Because he's done very well. He's played 7 tournament games so far. I think he's averaging 9 points in those tournament games over his span of his career. Has he done better since we've gotten into this tournament?
Yes. Yes, flat
better
out.
Better than the Big Ten when we were in the Big Ten championships?
I don't have those numbers in front of me. I know he was lights out in that game as well, JC. But, I mean, come on. He hit 4 threes in that game against Oklahoma State on Friday. And some might criticize him taking those shots. They might criticize his shooting motion, the way he takes those shots sometimes. But they're falling, and you have to think that that's all that John Beilein cares about. But it's not just the threes for Irvin. He is attacking the rim more. He is hitting that trademark jumper off, going to his right off the screen. He's hitting those shots too. But he is forcing other teams, I think, right now to guard him a little better and forcing guys to defend him, because he has shown an ability to get to the rim that that either he couldn't earlier in the season, that he just hasn't been able to of late. So, yes, he's hitting the three. I wouldn't want the ball in his hands with a game-tying or a game-winning shot on the line, but he is forcing other teams to defend him all the way to the basket as well.
Yeah, very true. And so how far can this team go? We asked this last week of the Twitter listeners, and everyone has said first or second round, 13%. Sweet 16, 60%. Elite 8, 27%. To make it to the Final Four or the championship game, 0%.
Grow up.
So can this team make it to the Sweet 16, Elite 8, Final Four, championship? Of what you've seen so far and this turnaround that they've had, thanks to Illinois. I want to thank Illinois for helping out this white-collar team. How far can this team go? Tony O? Can they make the run like they've done in the past all the way to the championship game?
I want to say that I think they can go all the way. I mean, they're playing fantastic. Like, they're playing as good as we've seen them play all year. over, and you know, and it's been fairly consistent over the past like 6-7 games. So I think they can make the Final Four. That being said, I don't think it'll just be a cakewalk, but I think they can do it. You know, I think the Louisville game will be interesting to see, just because I think Louisville is much more talented than Oklahoma State. But I think they can make the Final Four.
All right, Jeff Childs, your thoughts?
Yes. Do they have the potential to do it with the way they're playing? Yes, I absolutely think they can. They can do it. I think one of their biggest roadblocks is going to be this Louisville game today. This is a more defensive oriented team. This is a longer team that's gonna. It's going to force Michigan to move the basketball a bit, because they're a really good shot-blocking team. And I think Louisville is going to be, other than maybe who would they play in the region, they would play, they'd have to get through Kansas, right?
Oregon, Kansas.
So I think in terms of just the top-to-bottom tougher team that they'll face on their road to get to the Final Four, it'd be this Louisville game. They would potentially have to play Oregon should they win today. Other than maybe like UCLA and Arizona, Oregon's not been a team that I've been overly impressed with, you know, catching just highlights, their games around later, but watching some of their games this year, I think they beat Oregon to, well, they get to the Elite Eight, they beat Oregon, right?
Yeah.
So I think Louisville is going to be one of the tougher tests, providing they get through them. If they get by Louisville, I think the road's a lot easier.
All right, is anything from 2012-13, anything that, you know, that game to this game, it's really two same coaches. Some of the players, are there any players that are on that?
Louisville has, I pronounce his last name, starts with an M. But,
okay, yeah, the guy that led them in points.
Yeah, he was a redshirt freshman in 13, so he's the only guy that still was on either roster in that game.
All right, yeah, he led them in scoring last game. Louisville, you said defensively.
Was it Mathias? I forget.
Something like that. Yeah. Close enough. And Louisville outscores their opponents in the first half, 12-19. They've scored 938. They've allowed opponents score in the first half. So if Michigan's close at near halftime, this is great for them, because they do allow more points in the second half.
Mangong Mathiang, sorry.
Yeah, keep trying. If you're right, you're right.
We got an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's true.
Grow
this
up.
Is a special edition, hour and a half edition of the Playground right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket. All right, so I'm pretty sure this team can go in there and play. You know, they when they played UCLA, they kind of outshot themselves, I felt. And then for weeks after that, they kept trying to do the same thing, and it wasn't working. Sometimes the ball just doesn't go in. And I feel like that 92 points they scored, that hopefully that's not the same thing. They don't always just rely on the three-point shooting, which, Jeff, you've said, they can go inside as well. One player that's kind of seemed to have trouble staying in the game, Mo Wagner. What can he do? Because it seems like he's on the bench more of a cheerleader lately as he's been in the game.
Yeah, well, it's interesting you say that, because, well, you're right, Jay-Z, in the Oklahoma State game, he did pick up the two fouls, and Coach Beilein sat him down after that. But immediately after that play, whatever issue it was, he came right in. I believe the next play, he went right to the basket and converted at the basket. So he has the ability to shake that off, and hopefully that's not an issue today, because this is a big, tall Louisville team. You look down their roster, they have one, two.
Mango Mathiang.
Yes, thank you. They have two players that are 6'10". Jalen Johnson is 6'9". Michigan is going to need all their length and all their height playing in this game today. They can't afford for Wagner to pick up two quick fouls like he did in the Oklahoma State game. I think that if Michigan can not really go inside with regularity, but they can move the ball around inside and force Louisville shot blocking, force them to move around, and if Derek Walton and if Marr and if Zach Irvin can make the extra pass and move the defense a little bit, I think they'll have a little more success, and I think Wagner will have more success inside.
So you think they go inside? That's your game plan for Michigan. Go inside more, maybe.
Which can maybe open up opportunities outside. Because if you get Louisville to commit to the shot block and you get them to collapse, you're going to leave open three-pointers. So if Michigan can move it inside out, force Louisville to collapse on them, I think that'll be a big key in the game.
All right, Tony, your game plan for Michigan today?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think Jeff's onto something, because, you know, Rick Pitino was quoted as, you know, saying that we're like the Golden State Warriors because of our three-point shooting. So I think, you know, they're probably expecting us to be
up 3-1.
Yeah, and I suspect part of that was, you know, his own remembering from 2013, where you know we had so many great 3-point shooters that you know he scouted for, then he saw. So you know I think there might be a little bit of bias there, but and of course he's exaggerating to you know motivate his own guys, but I do think that they're probably going to be expecting you know a strong 3-point performance. So yeah, I think going inside, I think you know working a little bit of the post. Hopefully you know Mo will be in for more than I think he was in for like 14 minutes in this game. In the Big Ten tournament, he was closer to like 20 minutes in most of the game. So hopefully he can be in more because I really, you know, I think he's an advantage, you know, in most games.
All right, Matt Misler, your thoughts on their game plan for Michigan taking on Louisville today?
I think the big story in this one's going to be the big men in the middle for Louisville. That's about it. You've noticed that it seems like Mo Wagner, I don't know if it's really has been of late, but it seems like for the majority of the season, he's definitely been kind of outmanned. He's been outmuscled down underneath the basket. And I think that's where Louisville's going to get their bread and butter at. I think you're going to see more points in the paint for Louisville than you'll see probably Michigan three-pointers altogether as far as like points combined for three-point land for Michigan.
Yeah, Miz, you make a good point because, I mean, I looked this up earlier, and as far as ACC play, Louisville allowed more free throws than anybody else in the ACC. So even if Michigan's not converting at the basket, if they can get in there and force Louisville to defend and force some fouls and get on the line, I mean, we've seen how Michigan can shoot free throws all year, right? So if Michigan can force Louisville to be a little too aggressive and to foul them, I think that's going to be a big key as well. And get those big guys that you mentioned. Get Jalen Johnson, get Mangong Mathiang, get Spalding, get their big players in foul trouble.
Mango Mathiang,
I'll get it. Get those guys in foul trouble, because if that's the case, then those are two or three less big trees on the floor that you have to go against.
Yeah, when you've got four players on their roster right now who are 6'10 or taller, yeah, that's going to be a problem for Michigan.
But you got to be careful also if you're going to be Michigan going on the inside, picking up the offensive foul. You know, they will stick their feet down, especially in this game, knowing that more likely that's what you're going to try to do. Go in there and you got to work inside out than the other way in.
And that's the thing. That's what I was saying. Like, that's where the extra pass comes in handy. And that's where if you're Michigan, you're excited that you have guys like Muhammad Ali, Abdul Rahman, and Derek Walton who can pass the ball and have been great sharing the ball lately, because you get Louisville to overcommit, you move the ball around a little bit, that's going to open up more, and you make that one extra pass, that could be the difference in a lot of possessions.
So really, fast break isn't really what's best for Michigan right now, because you want to get those guys to foul and foul out. Makes those other guys that maybe sit the bench, maybe work a little bit, you know, they'll work in.
Yeah, it's not
if there's fouls add up.
Yeah, it's not to say that Michigan can't get opportunities in transition, because they have speedier players, I think, if you watch the two teams, that can run the floor and make things happen for Michigan. So I think Michigan can get transition opportunities, and one of the big keys for Michigan all year has been points off turnovers. So I think Michigan can capitalize on those things, but just if we're talking about half-court offense, half-court defense, Michigan's got to move the ball, force Louisville's bigs to foul.
Right, and we do know one thing. All of us know one thing. They will not win the rebounding.
No, especially today. Not in this game.
Not in this game. So,
but they've proven that that's not a game-breaking thing for them.
True, very true, because if the shots go in, there is no rebound to get.
Yeah, that was probably, I think, the main problem I saw with the Oklahoma State game. I mean, we were out rebounding, what was it, like 40-24 or 40-21, something like that. I mean, that's, yeah, we've seen it before in the season, so in games that we've won, but even still, I would really like them to not be at such a huge deficit there. It's especially coming on, at least in the Oklahoma State game, it was mostly on the defensive rebounding that was lacking. The offensive rebounding. We had like 6 offensive rebounds and Oklahoma State had 20?
16, yeah.
16, yeah. Hopefully that's not so much of a deficit in this game.
All right, that was Tony O there, Jeff Chiles, from the Inside the Huddle. He is the Inside the Huddle. And you can listen to that show Monday through Friday from 10 to noon, every Monday through Friday, right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.
This is Big Time Athletics.
That's Matt Misler hitting those buttons. I'm Josh Zinke. We'll take our first break. When we come back, more, plus your phone calls. You're listening to The Playground.
Grow up.